broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Oh, a great good day to you. It's going to be a windy one across the state. We've got coming up a high wind watch and warning and all kinds of things going on with the winds expected to be 25 to 30 miles an hour. Gusts possibly to 50. It's going to be an interesting day at Hualalai. Of course, it's a great day to get out and play. If you're in a sheltered area, not along an exposed shore, maybe in inland, I actually can't think of an unexposed golf course where you may not be exposed to the winds, because most of them are on the exposed shores or in the valleys or along a valley. And I was feeling it, Kalihi Valley, on my way to get the show going this morning. So it's getting breezy already. And then you come into town in Honolulu and you're protected and you're going, well, there's no wind. There's no problem. I have no issues. It's a beautiful January 21st. How can it be already January 21st? A gorgeous day to get out to play, as I said, but it's a 2 to 3 club wind. It's just feel it. Or you can stay home and just watch the PGA Champions opening tournament. It is live from Hualalai. It looks absolutely gorgeous. And guess who's in the lead? Take a wild guess. Of course, it's Bernhard Langer. And Freddie Couples is a shot behind, so it's a really exciting day at Hualalai. John Daly had an opening 65, and he was right at the top, and then he shot a 73, and not quite there. He'll get it together. We've got Scott Walker, Golf Channel reporter, Stephanie way under par. She's reporting from Abu Dhabi later on the show. Jason Digert, our director of instruction at Golf Tech Honolulu, he'll give us some ideas about how to club down or club up or club something when you're in the wind. And Jane Steinbreder, golf writer and award-winning author, Global Golf Post, he'll be joining us too. But first, we're going to thank the people who make this show possible, including Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. That's Alan Nakata, 548-7526.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Hoipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for 10 years. It's an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Hoipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore gem. And Futura Stone. Futura Stone's master craftsmen can turn your building, company, or home into artwork. Futura Stone, only the best. By Claude Brousseau, Master PGA Professional, 2-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, Vision 54 Coach, and Aim Point Certified Golf Channel Lead Coach. You need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. And by Raynor Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom. Provide lasting security and safety for your business. Raynor Doors. And Creative Plumbing. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing.
You know, I was checking out LinkedIn. I befriended or linked in with Scott Walker. He was working ESPN as a national correspondent, a reporter for SportsCenter. And I thought, well, he was doing some golf coverage, of course, and I thought, this would be great. I'd love to talk with Scott Walker. And I sent a message and I said, can you be on the show? And he said, you know, I've got something coming up. And I could talk to you when that happens. It'd be really exciting. I said, great. You know, that'd be that was 3 years ago. Because when something exciting happens, the world opens up and you get really busy. And Scott Walker, I believe, was just about to go to Golf Channel, where he is a reporter. Welcome to the show, Scott.
Danielle, it's always a pleasure. And you know, it's funny, now I'm coming up on like 20 years of marriage, and I realize that I have not been to Maui in 20 years since my honeymoon, and I've got to fix that immediately.
Oh, you do? Absolutely. You've got to come out for the SPS Championship. We don't know. There's so many exciting things possible at Kapalua now, as the two commissioners, LPGA and PGA Tour, talking about adding women into the mix, because there's, of course, with only 30-something PGA Tour champions, you know, potentially 40, of course, but not all of them come. The Europeans have a difficult time squeezing it into their schedule. But then you could add the women, the champions of the LPGA Tour, and have it the same week on the same golf course, that is what it's all about. Getting more things happening with both the men and women, creating exciting, just joining it up. Don't you think that would be fabulous?
No, I think that's a great idea. And it, to me, it goes to show the creativity that, you know, particularly Michael Wan has shown in getting the LPGA to where it is right now. I mean, he you know, so many people, you know, throw laurels at him for what he does, but it's true. I mean, he thinks creatively. And I'm curious to see where Jay Monahan's going to go with the PGA Tour, but I think all the reports say that he's also trying to find ways to improve the product in any way he can. And so I think that would be a fabulous idea, and particularly, you know, on a golf course that just looks fabulous, not just in person, but, you know, in television, particularly when there's a foot of snow around you.
Yes. Yeah, well, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan had an interview on Golf Channel, and he, as he said, was partners with the LPGA for a long time, and how to drive more people into the mix, into getting more people to eyes on golf, and how can we get men and women on the same field of play. And Kapalua was where they were sitting having this conversation, overlooking the plantation course, so it's just perfect. And, of course, the LPGA played at the Bay course as a part of the Kapalua. Where did you honeymoon?
So we were actually very close. We stayed in we're in a condo in the Kahana region.
Lovely, yes.
And so, you know, that was, you know, honestly, that was the first time that we had been to a Roy's. So, you know, and so I think we were there for a week and ate it, you know, either Roy's or I think, what was the other one? Is it the daughter? Is Nico or Nicolette? right across the way.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember it because my wife's name is Nicole. But so we ate there like three times in 6 days. It was awesome.
Yeah,
so,
it is.
You know, so just being around Kapalua a little bit, you know, going, you know, doing the, you know, obligatory road to Hana, you know, all of that. I mean, Maui was just a phenomenal spot.
And now they're playing Hualalai. And so you've got to come back to Hawaii, and you just have to do all four main islands, okay? You've got to do Maui, of course, again, just to reminisce, like this could be an anniversary experience for the two of you. That'd be perfect, remembering, right?
Right.
Then you could go to the Big Island and go to Hualalai and the Kohala Coast. You also have to check out Hilo because it's absolutely cute. And then there's the Volcano Golf Course. There's a 9:14 and a 10:30 tee time at Volcano where it is 55 chilly degrees this morning. Then after you, from, let's see, the Big Island, you take a direct flight to Kauai, and then you can experience Poipube Golf Course. There's a 9:20, a 10 o'clock, and 11:50 there. And Allen Iverson, 76ers, he's going out to play today at Poipube, and may you, Allen Iverson, hit the sweet spot every time while you enjoy a rather windy day, but it's going to be fun. Just have fun. Then Scott Walker, Golf Channel reporter, you can then fly from Kauai after, oh, you've got to go to the Princeville Mackay course. It's absolutely stunning as well, okay? And there's lots of courses to see, including the one with the lighthouse. It's just really beautiful. Then after that, you fly to Oahu. You check out the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, Turtle Bay, Ko'olina, just, you know, take in the shopping, check out all that stuff because your wife will love it. And then, loaded down with all these fabulous things, you fly home. See? Don't I have it? I have it all set for you.
You got it great. I love the tea time day of. I'm happy to hear that. And here's, so really, Allen Iverson is playing golf?
Yes, at Poipu Bay.
How does he get good? He hates practice.
Oh, well, hey, who needs to when you're just going to go out and have some fun, does practice really have to come into play? Did you have to bring up that word? I'm going to be talking with, yes, I'm talking with Jason Diger a little bit later from Golf Tech about practice because I had some back surgery done a couple years ago, really deep kind, not just a herniated disc, which you kind of recover from pretty quickly. You know, it's amazing what they can do, the new micro surgery that they go right in there, fix it up, you know, and you're in and out in an hour. Certainly it takes 4 days of being at home and, you know, kind of getting your feet back on the ground. But anyway, so we're going to talk with him about practicing, and I'm having so much fun with this. I tried the Callaway Epic. And it has a real...
You liked it?
Yeah, it has a real nice feel to it, you know? But I'm getting a little nervous about how many times they're bringing out new clubs again. You know, there was a trend a couple years ago.
Sure.
And that just made... When Callaway brought out the Big Bertha in the 90s, it was such a huge moment in golf, and it lasted for years. People were happy with their Big Bertha for years, and that's what we can afford, a golf club that we can keep for years. We have the PGA show coming up is what I'm thinking about. So let's go back. Okay, 3 years ago,
yeah.
You joined Golf Channel in 2008, so it must have been longer.
Yeah.
What are you doing with Golf Channel?
So... One of the big thing that I've really transitioned to is doing some of our host work for our overseas events. So European tour, a lot of times. I mean, this week it's for the Singapore Open. And so what that's really allowed me to do is get back to that play-by-play muscle that, you know, back in college, I mean, we all wanted to get into this because we wanted to be at the events and really – tell people at the moment what's going on and help them understand it better. And so for me, it's been a really fun journey doing that a little bit more, de-emphasizing some of the things I've been doing on the PGA Tour just because I covered it for so long. And, you know, every now and then you just kind of need a new challenge.
Well, yeah, and you get to see those new courses. All the courses on the European Tour are so completely different than the almost predictable, perfectly manicured, always awesome PGA Tour golf courses. Don't get me wrong, I think it's fabulous. But it's interesting to see the play on courses that maybe not as, I don't know how to put it. Some of them are just a little bit rougher on the European Tour.
Well, sure. I mean, and it's not just, you know, the lengthy courses that we're used to. I mean, I think because they just go to different places. I mean, it's difficult to think about having the same agronomy in Russia or in Turkey that you do in Florida.
Exactly.
Different climates and the like. You know, and so to me, I mean, that's what makes you a really good golfer is the ability to find ways on grass that you're not familiar with, you know, to be really successful. I mean, you know, for me, I mean, moving from California to Florida and playing golf in Florida a lot, you know, when I started with Golf Channel, I couldn't get Bermuda. And you know, so you have to learn to adjust, you know, read lies, and that's something that, you know, really good golfers figure out pretty quickly. And so a player that can handle the challenge of playing in Czechoslovakia or in Denmark and then succeeding, you know, on those perfectly manicured golf courses as well, I just think that adds to the skill set of a golfer.
Fabulous, because when you do play on a slower green that some of the Bermuda may be, then you go on a PGA Tour course that's always in the rota, you know, it's always going back to that. So and then all of a sudden you're on a 13 stimp meter green and you're going, whoa! It definitely makes you adjust. Now, you're a reporter. You ask these guys questions, right, when they come off the course. Is that often, sometimes does that feel awkward after a guy's not had a particularly great round, even though he's a star?
Yes. I mean, I wish I could say something different, but yeah. I mean, you go to if you're at your office and you can tell that your boss is having a bad day. I mean, you want to grab your coffee and get out quick. And it's the same thing, you know, with a player who, you know, just doubled his last hole to move out of the lead. You know, I think there's a level of humanity that you just have to have. And understand that, you know, look, everyone has a bad day. Figure it out. Get to why it happened, and then move it along.
Yeah,
because I think the fans do want to know. The fans want to know. All right, so I mean, you're standing over there. There's water on the left. The only place you can't miss it is left, and you hit it left. So how did it happen? The fans are curious about that.
Yeah,
but they also want to know that you're human.
I had a dubious moment when I Keegan Bradley came off the plantation course, and you know, he was in his towering, glaring mode, and I had my little microphone. It was like, oh my God, what am I going to do here? Why am I asking this man this question? He does not want to talk about that round that he just shot. You know, he was like, well, did you see it? You're asking me this question. Don't make me relive it right now. I'm not in the mood. It brings me to something the European tour has done this week, and you probably have seen this because it's just marvelous. The European tour comes up with these spoofs, and they call it the awkward reporter. And he is this strange person who is being prompted in his earpiece by these two guys behind a curtain somewhere in a sound.
Yeah, it was Nicholas Coulthard and Chris Wood were doing it, yeah.
And this poor guy, he's actually having fun. The poor guy is the guy, the PGA Tour, European Tour star, who this awkward reporter walks up to and asks the silliest questions. And so for Henrik Stenson, if you haven't seen this, folks, Henrik Stenson is standing there. Henrik Stenson is an awesome personality. He's a fabulous golfer. He's amazing, and I've called him sexy on the show, and I'll say it again. He's a very sexy kind of guy. And so, awkward reporter is told in his earpiece, ask him the same question over and over again.
And he literally did.
Yes. And Henry, yes, go ahead.
The fact that it took him five times before, Stenson finally said, hey, are you okay? I mean, that shows how patient these guys can be with questions that at times can be fairly silly.
Yes, and over and over the same question. It was perfect. And then they're supposed to do this. He grabs one of the guy's hands and starts shaking it. He says, "Now hold my hand. Keep shaking it. Keep shaking it. We're trying to get this shot right. And it was perfect. If you are not having a great day or something is bothering you about what you've got coming up in your life, go watch that because it'll take you completely out of wherever you're at and you'll have a wonderful day. So I just thoroughly enjoy the awkward reporter. Martin Keimer had a great time telling, who was the fellow who likes to pull his shirt up? Do you recall?
Rafa Cabrera Bayo. Yeah.
Sure.
And when the guy comes back and says, I'd like to see a nipple, what do you do with that?
You're going to make me blush, is what he said. Yeah, so that was one of those wonderful moments. So you're doing the Singapore Open. When are you going to go on location? I mean, Tiger Woods is starting off next week. Do you believe that? And then he's 4 out of 5 weeks he's playing?
Yeah, and that honestly is the most encouraging part of this. The fact that he fully believes that he can play 4 out of 5 weeks says he's healthy. And nothing in his actions has said, I'm healthy, I think, for the last really, 2 years maybe? Maybe it goes all the way back to 2013. I mean, so that's encouraging. And then if he's healthy enough, then, you'll start to see him get back into form. I think for me, the biggest question is he healthy enough to practice, to hit the number of balls that you need to get as sharp as he has to get? And, that'll be the question. That's a question we can't answer, in public. That's something, that he'll figure it out, what his body can do. But, I mean, as someone who, who's seen 40 pass, you realize that I'm sitting here with some, physio tape on my wrist right now, hitting too many balls.
Yeah.
You just realize you got to make some accommodations. And he looks like he's getting smarter in how the new reality, the new normal of his body now is.
And he's got a much different attitude about talking with people. I think he would even put up with the awkward reporter at this stage in his career.
No, never. Never.
He would have walked away, huh? Yeah, okay. I think it's interesting that Dustin Johnson has committed to Torrey Pines. It's like he's going to be there. He wants to be there when Tiger's there. That's just the feeling I got.
Well, and to me, I don't know why Dustin wouldn't play Torrey Pines every day he could. I mean, all just growing up down, in San Diego, I Torrey is one of the places, if I had three places to play my last round, Torrey would be one of them.
Wow.
But that said, Torrey is just a place you just got to bomb. And who does that better than Dustin Johnson?
That's
so,
it.
So, to me, yeah, I think that place is made for Dustin.
Yeah, it is. And it's going to be interesting to see, you know, Tiger Woods is going to be the target, you know, or the something, even though they all say they're really happy that he's going to be playing again. And tell us from behind the scenes, you know, not anybody in particular, are they really happy?
Yeah, I think this generation is. I mean, I wouldn't have asked Ernie Els that, you know, in 2002. Now I think, because if you're Jordan Spieth, what better way to say I'm a really great player than I beat Tiger Woods when he was playing well? You know, even if he's not playing as well as he did in 2000 or 2009 or 2000 or 2008 or 2013, it's still Tiger Woods. And so, you know, why not take the opportunity to beat the guy who was at least the most dominant player in history, if not the greatest player in history?
I agree.
So, yeah, I think these guys relish it.
Yeah, and every one of them who's ever played with him, practice or nine holes or whatever they do behind the gated walls, they've always said Tiger Woods does things with a golf ball
that is
amazing. So they're all amazed, and they all learn something just being around him, even when he's 39, 40, and now 41. So
that's right.
Yeah, it's
well, his mind is always been great. I mean, and you know, there's a reason. I mean, I'm not a huge art guy, but you know, my wife will drag me to a few museums. You can figure out who's really good because their stuff just looks differently than anybody else's.
Mm.
And with Tiger, the way that he thinks about things, you know, he just sees shots that other people don't, and that will never go away, regardless of whether he can pull a shot off.
Well, Scott Walker, Golf Channel reporter, and now doing play-by-play, a European Tour, Singapore Open. You know, you talked about the Bermuda greens in Florida. When you come back with your wife to celebrate your anniversary, and I'm going to hold you to it. We got a lot of Bermuda out here, so you're going to have to. How often do you get to play?
You know, if I'm working, I don't really play. But if you don't see me or hear me on television, I'm probably out there twice.
Okay, that's great. So, that's awesome. That's awesome. Thanks for being on the show, Scott. We'll have to do this again. This is fun. Thank you very much. Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with a gentleman who just played Manele Bay. I mean, being a golf writer, you know, it's a really tough life, but somebody's got to do it. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futurastone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete, as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futurastone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily. They don't put off repairs till the next month. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now, done right. That's Creative Plumbing!
Your experts on call.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Poipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Poipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tea time is waiting.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. You should really check them out. Their team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Their dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy all come from the heart. So call Alan Nakata and Associates at 548-7526 and learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Alan Nakata is your guide.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
If you need to get out and play a round of golf before it gets really, really windy, which is supposed to happen after noon today, probably not exactly afternoon, but sometime after noon, there's a place to play. It's called Maui Nui. There's a 10-20, 11-16, a 12-12. Wailea's Gold Course has an 8-44. If that's too early, there's a 9-11. And Wailea's Emerald Course has a 10-50. Makaha East, 10:30, 10:45. Olomana between 10:53 and 11:53. Tee times available. Also at the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, a 9:30 and a 10:36. And guess who's playing at Poipu Bay Golf Course today? And may you hit the sweet spot every time. Allen Iverson. Yes, 76ers. He's out playing. It's going to be a little gusty today. John Steinbrenner, author and writer, and Global Golf Post is his home, but he was traveling, and he went to Manele Bay. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Lanai. Welcome to the show, John.
Great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Did you get to stay at the Four Seasons?
I got to do the whole nine yards. I got to stay there. I got to eat there. I got to play golf there. And I really, really enjoyed the visit. It was my first time on that island, and what a spot! It just can't stay long enough. You really very, very special.
It really is. I mean, it is Hawaii. You know, it's like going to Molokai, going to Lanai. You go and you feel like, all right, this is the way it was before it got built up and became modern. And it has.
No, I just say that's exactly not having the experience, the knowledge that you obviously do with Hawaii and all of that, but that was definitely my sense of it. And what I liked about it so much is I just felt like I was stepping back 50 years in some ways because of how undeveloped it is in many aspects, how uncrowded it is, and it really made you feel like the old Hawaii. At the same time, and part of it is thanks to Larry Ellison, who owns 97% of the island and has been very involved there. The technology is extraordinary. The rooms, what they have from a technological standpoint, the Wi-Fi, the amenities throughout, it's very modern, very up-to-date, but yet it is just in a quiet, serene, and very, very uncrowded and unhurried atmosphere. It couldn't have been more fun.
Exactly. It's a total getaway. Wonderful, wonderful hotel, in the Four Seasons Lanai, of course, and the golf course, Manele. What's it like playing along the cliffs?
Well, it was just, again, it's exactly what you expect, but more importantly, hope for. I live in the New York City area. For a mainlander to come to the islands like that and to see this, the views, you're 200-300 feet above the Pacific Ocean. There's lots of elevation changes, extraordinary panoramas, some really compelling, dramatic holes. I particularly like the 12th green, which is where Bill and Melinda Gates got married years ago right after Ellison bought the island. No, it was with David Murdoch on the island.
Yeah.
This is back in the early to mid-90s, and, there are three of those holes are just right on the cliff. You have several holes where you're hitting your approach shots into the greens that are back by the Pacific and back right up to the cliffs. It really is, just from a visual standpoint, it's just amazing. And the holes are great. You know, they really are. I found it to be a great resort type of a course insofar as you've got a lot of elevated tees. There's lots of room off the tees, so you don't have to have your A game to enjoy it necessarily. Lots of room on the greens as well. And while they're very subtle, there's a lot of, there's a lot of character to the greens, but they're not crazy. You know, you can putt. If you hit the ball well and putt pretty well, you can score pretty well. And I found it to be a lot of fun to play.
And you're a good golfer. Are you still a 7'6", 7.6?
Actually, I'm a 5. I'm a 5'3 now, which is great. So I was down in the 3 range, but then as you I turned 60 last year, so I'm afraid to get a little shorter than I used to be. But yeah, I'm about a 5'3 now, and you know, I shot, you know, several rounds under, you know, breaking 80 doing it, and it was just fun, which is exactly what it's supposed to be, especially when you're on vacation. It was a really fun course to play.
Yeah. Now, there's also the course Ko'ele, which is an inland course. There was
right.
the lodge at Ko'ele, which was used exclusively for all of the construction workers when they were working on the hotel at Manele. And Jack Nicklaus was going to come in. Did you hear anything about what's happening with Ko'ele?
You know, when I was, you know, I kind of was heard that they were going to try to get that done by the end of 16. Obviously, they have not been able to do that. So both are still closed down, unfortunately. So I didn't get a chance to experience either one of them, and I think those are still on the drawing board, you know, having just redone the Four Seasons Hotel and doing some tweaks to the course, and most of that was completed, I think, you know, last spring when it was sort of reopened,
yes.
Maybe it'll take a little bit longer, but what I did have an opportunity to do was go up to that area, and I took a horseback ride one afternoon after playing golf. It was a really tough day. I played 18 holes in the morning and then had about a three-hour horseback ride.
I'm so jealous.
It was fantastic because you got to ride around up there. It's about, you know, 1,500 foot difference in elevation change, and it's like a different world in so far as it reminded me a little bit about being on Kona just because of the way that, you know, you can go from one place to another and you feel like you're in a completely different little micro climate there. And it was like 10 or 15 degrees cooler. It was a little cloudier and it was very neat. So I rode up in and around the fields and pine forest and stuff around where both the lodge and the old Greg Norman golf course is up there. And I really got a good sense and a good feel for it. And really look forward to when they reopen those, both the course and the lodge up there, because it's a cool part of the island as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, at the lodge there's a fireplace because it gets cool in the evening, and it's just wonderful to be able to leave, you know, the hotter areas of the islands and be able to feel that up in the mountains, cool, kind of brisk feeling. And the idea of a horseback ride for 3 hours, I mean, I've got to make a phone call. Just hold the phone real quick here. did you hear about the little course, the Cavendish? That's
Yeah, people told me that. I didn't have a chance to play it, and there's a nickname to it now. I can't remember what it was. They had a nickname for it, but I get such a charge out of the history of the island, the history of the Dole Plantation, the fact that James Dole was, you know, purchased the island in the early 1900s, and excuse me, and built, you know, they built that plantation there and really built it up for the production of pineapple. And Lanai City, which is right near where I believe that golf course is.
Yes, it is.
It's kind of an old company town. I mean, the park is called Dole Park, and one thing Ellison did is reopen and redid the movie theater in town, which
yes.
is so cool. And I really enjoyed being up there. I just thought it was a neat thing. I mean, I could lounge on a beach by a pool and play golf all the day long, but it was kind of fun to get a sense of that because, again, getting back into the old Hawaii and also to the sense of what was going on this island for so many years, which was incredible and enormous agricultural production, going all the way back to Mormons who settled it in the mid-1800s and had cattle and sheep ranches there to the pineapple production, and it was one of the most productive pineapple plantations in the world. And then as that fell back and production sort of shifted to Southeast Asia, then, you know, thanks to Murdoch, David Murdoch started to become more of a tourism thing, and then Ellison has bought the island for Murdoch for a reported $300 million, and he's now furthering and taking this step towards tourism and recreation like this to the next level, and it really is just spectacular.
Yeah, and having that history there, I think, is so important. On Maui, they finished the final harvest, the final sugarcane harvest. There will be no sugarcane. It's no longer growing. Yeah, it's done. And there's the sugarcane train on Maui in Ka'anapali toward Kapalua, that area. And it would be, I wish they keep it running. You know, some people say, what do we need if we don't have sugar anymore? I said, that, you know, it's really not the point. The point is that it's a part of our history. It's a part of what the islands are to a lot of people, a lot of generations. And trains are fun. Keep the train.
Yeah.
Now, you must have watched some of the amazing work that Justin Thomas did at Kapalua for the SBS Tournament of Champions, and then taking his game to the Sony Open and winning by a phenomenal, you know, breaking records, 253 total score, amazing. And now we're at Hualalai, the champions beginning their season. And, you know, to see it, the Mitsubishi at Hualalai, the Mitsubishi Electric, and who's in the lead? You know, who else? It's, of course, Bernard Langer. Does he ever stop?
No, he's unbelievable. I mean, I'm a member of the Golf Writers Association, and I vote every year in our Player of the Year awards there. And I think this is his third year out of maybe four that that Bernard has won our senior, you know, Champions Tour Player of the Year. And the guy is unbelievable. I mean, what's he shot? 64, 65 to start off this tournament here at, on the Big Island. You know, I write about the Masters from Masters.com every year. It seems there's always at some point during that tournament that I'm talking to and writing about Langer, and not in the context of his being a two-time former Masters champion, but in the fact that he, at, you know, his age is still competing on occasions. And I think he's had, you know, a couple years ago, I think he finished eighth on the Masters. And mm-hmm. the guy is a machine. He's just remarkable how well he's playing and how well he continues to play.
And he always talks about what he needs to do to get his game better. You know, that's the only way that you can progress in life is always look for, you know, don't belittle yourself and say, oh, you know, I've got, but to see the things that, okay, I could work on this. This is something that I have a habit of doing. And I watched him on Golf Channel. He was talking about, I have this habit of doing this and that. You know, and so going into 2017, I want to work on those habits and not doing those habits. And I thought that's why Bernard Langer is the way Bernard Langer is.
Yeah, but think about it. This is a guy who not once but twice has basically had the yips tear him down, and he's battled back from, you know, one of the most debilitating afflictions in sports of any kind, and come back from that and won, you know, a major championships after going through those issues. I mean, that's remarkable in and of itself. And he's very fit. He's very competitive. He's very sure of himself. And as you know, Augusta National is a long, long course, and it is a difficult course to walk. It's very hilly.
It is.
It takes a lot out of a player, especially playing in those long, long rounds to get his Masters times. And he's here every year, and I get sort of a chuckle looking at the leaderboard for the Mitsubishi, and I see Freddie Couples one shot back of him, and another one who every now and again, and he hasn't done it for a couple of years, but has a way of rising to the occasion at Augusta National and playing well and getting people excited about the possibility of his winning again there. And he shot a pair of 65, so he's one back and getting his year off to a good start. And again, if he can keep his back healthy, Freddie's always in the mix and always fun to watch.
Yeah, and Freddie Couples was funny in the interview after yesterday's round when he shot the 65. I think he was hoping to at least be tied for the lead with Bernard. You know, he's like, how did that happen? I think something didn't roll right for him. You know, it's like he was upset with the ball, you know, upset with the ball that he wasn't leading because, of course, he was for a while during the round. And Bernard Langer was so good when he was on my show. It, you know, he's so humble. He talked about family and mm-hmm. how close he is with his daughter. And when they do the father-son, and his daughter's there. It's just that's why I think I love him so much. He's such a great guy.
He's a very spiritual guy. He's a very religious guy. He's very family oriented. I see him on Sundays before the Masters. He's oftentimes playing with his son. You know, the past champions can bring a friend or a family member out. You know, one of them for that round, and he does that. And he just seems very at peace with himself and. He's easy to talk to. He seems very relaxed. I mean, I'd hate to ever have to compete against him. He's a fierce competitor, but he's just fun to be. He's pleasant to be around. I mean, he's not necessarily doing stand-up comedy anytime soon anywhere, but he's just a real gentleman and a really good guy. And I just can't believe the level of golf he still plays at his age, And with all the good players out there right now, he's something to behold what he's able to do week in and week out.
If you're on the Big Island listening on KPUA, you just really need to get over to Hualalai and enjoy. You'll love the course. The course is phenomenal. It's spectacular. I was there for the Skins game a long time ago. Gary Player and Tom Watson and Jack Nicklaus and, of course, Arnold Palmer. And watching them play was such a treat, as it always was during the Skins. Loved it. And you'll get to see Bernard Langer and Fred Couples, Kirk Triplett, David Toms, Lee Jansen. John Daly was doing really well the first round, 65, then a 73. Colin Montgomery's out there, Rocco Mediate. It's going to be just phenomenal. They're watching these guys, you can learn a lot. It's kind of like watching the LPGA. You know, you just watch how they strategize, how they play the course, and you'll learn a lot. I want to know, John Steinbreder, who is author and writer, Global Golf Post. I thought I printed out your latest book. What is the name of your book, the one that came out?
Well, From Turnberry to Tasmania, travel book, and there's actually a chapter there on the Big Island of Hawaii, but a book, a collection of my writings from going to 26 destinations around the world. I divided up into old world, new world, and what I call the outpost. And the outpost being the exotic places like the Tasmanias and the Fijis and the Big Island. And it's a lot of fun, and it's just sort of a collection of my travel writing and the opportunities I've had to visit a lot of these wonderful golf destinations.
So in your bio at Global Golf Post, John Steinbreder, he puts together his favorite courses, and he, for instance, the Old Course, St. Andrews for its history and feel, Augusta National for its awesome ambiance. That's a good way of putting it. When I walked Augusta National, I walked it alone on a Wednesday, of course, I was just struck by how different it is when you're there versus seeing it in two dimensions on television, and the challenges you talked about, you know, the walking up, you don't feel how high up you're walking, and some of those, the fairways, and then the stadiumness of it. There are places where you can really feel like this is a stadium course in a way. There's something that there's vistas that people can see from different angles what's going on. The skipping the ball across the pond, all of that stuff. But you also wrote, the course I most want to play is Leopard Creek. Have you played this Leopard Creek in South Africa yet?
Not yet. I've been to South Africa three times in my life, only one of which I was able to have my golf clubs with me. And that's still a dream and one I hope I can achieve in the next 2 years, because I've heard wonderful things about it. I love that part of the world. I lived in Nairobi for a while when I was a much younger man, and I played a lot of golf over in Morocco. But one golf trip I took to South Africa was fantastic, but I was missing that opportunity to go to Leopard Creek. So I really hope to get to check it out sometime. The idea, again, it's to play golf in the morning and then go on a game drive in the afternoon. And it just doesn't get any better than that, and that's what you get to do over there. So I have it on my list.
And you say that you're a hunter, a duck hunter by passion. That's what was. I thought that was an interesting. So you would love to go on a safari.
Yes, I've done that in South Africa and elsewhere in Africa, and I just I love the outdoors. I'm a bird hunter. I'm not a big game hunter. I've no interest in ever doing that, but I love being in the outdoors and the wilds of Africa, whether it's Savannas of East Africa or the veld of South Africa, or being in places like Kruger National Park and seeing rhinos and hippos and elephants and Cape Buffalo. I just, to be in that environment, to see the big skies, to see nature in that sort of a way, to me is the greatest. I absolutely love it. And it's an extension, I think, of why I like golf so much. I love being outdoors. Being
John Steinbreder, yes. John, I really appreciate the time that you've taken to be on the show with me. I realize I've taken a considerable amount of time, but it's enjoyable talking with you. Thank you for being with us.
Hey, thank you for having me, and have a great rest of the weekend.
You too. And I hope you come back to Hawaii and we'll be able to play, because I'm sure I could get some tips from you.
I would love that. It'd be good fun. Thanks so much.
Aloha, John. John Steinbrenner is author and writer, Global Golf Post. And we're going to come back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Allen Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Allen Nakata is your guide.
What's the big deal at the 2017 Sony Open? The Tour's big hitters take on Wailea January 9th through 15th. The 2017 Tour season means big names like Jimmy Walker, Fred Funk, BJ Singh, Zach Johnson, Hideki Matsuyama,
and Hawaii, South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Strong, quiet, dependable, reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter, but really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor link. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And welcome to the show, Director of Instruction, Golf Tech, Honolulu. He is also a dad, a busy dad. He's got two kids, and of course, he's a great husband. Just went to Montana. I don't think we've talked on the air. I had my most recent lesson with Jason Dygert just a couple of days ago. It seems like time is just flying. Welcome to the show again, Jason.
Thank you, Danielle. What an intro. Thank you for that.
Oh, absolutely.
Kind words.
I was almost couching. I'm afraid to ask you because you are so busy with everything, with running the center. You're the manager, the director of instruction, dad, husband. Did you get any chance to watch anything from Kapalua or Wailea in the last couple of weeks?
I did.
Oh.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I did watch a fair amount of the Kapalua on TV, and then for the Sony Open, the PGA Aloha section does our teaching tent down there. So me and my fellow golf professionals were down there giving 10-minute lessons, trying to give little nuggets of wisdom to the viewers out there watching the Sony Open, and then I had a chance to follow around some players and take in some of the action on Thursday. So it was great.
It was phenomenal watching Justin Thomas, just go from Kapalua, where he pretty much said, hey, I'm going to win this thing. I don't care how hard you try, Justin Rose. And then come back over to the Sony. Most guys, after, the SBS Tournament of Champions, they win. Most winners of big events, they just kind of say, well, I'm going to go rest now.
I know it.
Yeah, but he came over and he didn't rest.
He did not rest. He just kept rolling. And, it's funny how certain players tend to play Hawaii golf courses better than others. Maybe they're better at playing in the wind, or they've got some experience playing the type of greens that we have out here, or they just have that Aloha spirit in them. I don't know, but it is interesting. Jimmy Walker always plays well out here. Zach Johnson always plays well, and Jordan Spieth. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's great for us here to be able to watch these guys during those weeks and to see how they do what they do. It's pretty awesome.
It is, because even with Jordan Spieth, and we talked to him after his round where he had that double bogey on 17, he said, I pretty much shot myself out of this. I mean, he knew that having that much of a gap between the leader, he just wasn't going to, he'd have to shoot a 58 and the leader would have to shoot a 72, you know, for him to really close it for sure and be able to win it. He said, oh, but I can get in the top five. And he closes in the top, he's number three. You know, that what you said is exactly right. Some people just feel really comfortable, and others, they just don't get it. Their eye just doesn't see it. And I'm sure everybody who plays golf understands when you go to a golf course, there's something about the look that suits your eye. You must know what I'm talking about, Jason.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's you hear tour players talking about it, how they play certain golf courses every year and they love the golf courses, and it's just it fits their eye, it fits their shot shape, it's what they're comfortable seeing, and just the architecture of the holes, you know, they're used to it. They feel comfortable out there, and they play better. And I think a big part of it out here also is the greens and understanding the grain. And certainly Kapalua's got a lot more roll to the greens than Wylie does, or a lot more undulation rather. But that Bermuda grass is tough, and getting a feel for how the grain affects the curve and the shots. And then you get out to Wylie, and it's just similar, but not quite as undulating of the greens, and it's a tough thing out here.
Yeah.
However,
yes.
These guys. I mean, Thursday. I was out there Thursday, and there was a buzz going around after Justin made his eagle to shoot that 59, and the conditions, I don't think I've ever been out to Wylie for the Sony and seen such quiet conditions with the wind. all 4 days, it was really, but that's Wylie's piece, is when the wind blows,
yeah.
All these different cross shots, and it was not there this week, so that's part of it.
Yeah, and I said to Kevin Carl, who was on the show from the Sony Open in Hawaii, and of course he's the head professional over at Wylie Country Club. I said, what's it like? I mean, you play this course all the time, watching these guys, and they get to play with absolutely no wind, you know, and you usually play it when it's blowing, you know, you've got at least something to deal with. And, you know, it does feel like, darn it, another year where the wind's not blowing and they're just going to eat us up. That's just not right. And I thought, well, this weekend, with Mitsubishi Electric at Hualalai, the PGA Tour champions starting off their season, they're going to get some wind today. Maybe not the strong wind that we expect tonight and into tomorrow. And that kind of, before we transition to how to play in the wind, I just wanted to say, you mentioned that the PGA, Aloha Section PGA, goes to events, and not just the PGA Tour events, but also out at Lotte that's coming up, and you also go to Mid-Pac for the Mid-Pac Open, where you do these 10-minute lessons, and you can come out, folks, and just come in and get a tune-up, just something that's bothering you about your game. Have them look at your grip, something simple, or your stance, or your alignment, how you're placing your ball, because all of these things, Jason Digert, PGA, Golf Tech Hawaii's Center Manager and Director of Instruction, he's going over them with me, and it can be so freeing up where you have questions when you're in your stance and you're just not sure. Every time you get up to the ball, there's always going to be that element of doubt in your mind, and you're just going to be, you know, not sure. It's just like, ooh, I don't feel really comfortable. And you can't play if you're not feeling at least semi-confident about what you've done. I'm not sure wherever. You know, and then you just have to let it go and have fun. You know, just get out of your thinking. And but what you said about with Kevin Carl and you being there, and Kevin said that you guys are also giving the opportunity to cut down clubs for kids. So if you bring a club, then you can. None of the children left without a golf club.
Yeah, David Havens has a program that he runs in Maui, and it's basically, you know, stems back to him as a little kid, and then he was really heavily influenced by his PGA professional that, you know, said, "You, this is a golf club, and get out there and get, don't get in trouble, and play golf, and learn some things about the game, and not just how to play it, but you know, character and good judgment and sportsmanship, and it really made a big impact on his life, and so he has this program, and everybody that came up there, he'd size them up and figure out a club and maybe get it a little maybe an inch longer than it needed to be, and cut it down, put the grip on, and give it to him. It's a great thing that he's done at the Sony. I think he's done that for the last couple of years, and it's a really, it's just a great way to get kids into golf and hopefully change their lives like it did a lot of ours.
Yeah, it's very. We're going to take a real quick break. I've been promising Jason Dygert would tell us how to play this wind that's coming up. We're going to do that right after we take a break here. We are KPUA Hilo, KGU FM Honolulu, KGU AM Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
After a year of searching, I found the perfect building for my new 30,000-foot showroom and office. I asked the architect what to do about the flooring. She just smiled and said, call Futura Stone. They can turn a dirty, bumpy slab into a work of art. Super low maintenance, yet tough as nails. It's not paint. It's polished concrete as seen in Architectural Digest. Call Futura Stone at 841-7433. It needs to be done right, on time, and on budget.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens.
Your plumbing can't wait.
It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight.
Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii.
Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
There's nothing like a good round of golf. Want to have more fun and play better? Golf easier with the coaching of master PGA teaching professional Claude Brousseau. Claude will simplify your game, scratch golfer or just beginner. As a two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, now with the Ko'olina Golf Academy, you will get great results and improve. Call Claude at 808-870-1422 or email him at claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's Claude Brousseau at 808-870-1422. Have more fun and stop buying lunches for your group.
Yeah, yeah. A mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Okay, we've got a high wind watch going into effect at noon today through Saturday night. The winds are forecast to be about 25 to 30 miles an hour, localized gusts to 60. So I don't suggest that you try to play in 60-mile-an-hour winds. In fact, you probably shouldn't be on a golf course when the winds are blowing like that. But, you know, golfers are golfers, right, Jason Dygert, Golf Tech Director of Instruction? People like to get out in the rain. They don't care. They're going to go play golf.
They don't. I love playing in the wind. And, you know, I mean, 40, 60-mile-per-hour gusts, that's, you don't want palm fronds to come, you know, landing on you and things like that. But you certainly got to be safe. But, yeah, I love playing in the wind and having, you know, it's just another challenge that we have in this already difficult game. But, yeah, the cold and the wind, and if you're prepared for it, then it's just getting out there and still playing the game, and you against the golf course, whatever the elements may be.
Okay, so let's say it's 15 to 25, maybe gusts to 30. Now that's is a strong wind, and it's something we can pretty much expect in most places. So, you know, when they say club up, explain how if I would use a 5-iron to play a shot. What would you then in a strong wind? What would I go with?
Well, I mean, by clubbing up, right? You're probably going to go to your 4-iron or your 3-iron. Who has a 4-iron or 3-iron anymore?
Right.
It's probably going to be a hybrid, something with a little bit less loft. And typically, I think the problem that most golfers get into is they try and do too much. They try and change ball position and change the grip and lean more one way and shorten the swing and swing a little bit harder. And there's so many different things going on from what they normally do that they're really not giving themselves the best chance to hit it solid. And solid contact is the best remedy for playing in the wind. I remember Nick Faldo, I heard him once talking about the British is, don't try and hit it harder, hit it better, which is good because most people, the wind is blowing, your natural instinct is to try and swing harder, but it generally doesn't work. So, what I would say in that situation is you got your 5-iron, grab your 3-iron or 3-hybrid and grip down to the length that your 5-iron was so that, in a sense, you're swinging your 5-iron. It just has less loft on it. Don't change a whole bunch of things. Just get it to the length that you're comfortable with and put your regular swing on it.
Excellent. So the bottom line here, the message from Jason Dygert is that it's the loft on the club that's going to get you in trouble because the loft is going to take that ball up in the air, and then what happens? The wind gets it.
Exactly. And you swing harder, right? If you swing harder, you're probably going to be swinging on a steeper angle of attack. You're going to be putting more spin on the ball, and the ball just gets up in the air and balloons even more than it would otherwise. So you really you want to try and make as few changes as possible. Whatever allows you to hit the ball solid. Solid contact is the best thing. Minimizing left and right spin. If you've got a lot of side spin on the ball, the wind is just going to exaggerate that shot so much. So you can hit it solid and get that ball spinning through. It's the best thing you can do in the wind.
Awesome. We always do tee times. Like Royal Hawaiian Country Club is a 9:30 and a 10:36, and Makalei has an 8:36, a 9:40, a 10:56. Poipu Bay has a 9:20, a 10 o'clock, and 11:50. So we call in and ask, and I think it was Kirk at Poipu Bay who said, aim low. So you want those little stingers.
Yeah.
Right? But how do you pull off the stinger? In other words, don't do anything that you wouldn't normally do. Just better contact. Don't change your anything with the ball position and all that. Is that's your message?
Well, now for the golfers that do have a chance to practice and actually can get out there and work on these things, then there are definitely certain things that you can do to help that. And so gripping down, right, taking that 5-iron instead of your 7-iron, but gripping down an inch on it so it's the length of your 7-iron. Yes, you can play the ball back in your stance, and yes, you can try and minimize wrist hinge in your golf swing, so you're creating a wider arc, which is going to create a little bit lower ball flight. These are definite things that better players do to keep their ball flight down, but it's not something that I would recommend that you do on the golf course without practicing it and getting a feel for where the ball goes and how it feels and just, hitting these shots so you have a better sense of how to do it when you actually get out on the golf course. It's generally not good just to try it on the golf course if you haven't had some time to practice it.
Right, Right. A lot of people do, you know, that, but unless, of course, you're doing a, like, maybe a playing lesson by yourself or with friends. You know, it's like, okay, let's not play this like we're playing. Let's play this like, let's try to learn something while we're on the golf course, because that's really important. Don't you think, Jason Dygert?
Well, I think it's right. If you can get out on the golf course and do some practicing out on the course, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I agree with you. That's, you know, different than, yeah, going out and playing a match against your buddies or whatever. But, yeah, if you can get out there and hit two or three shots and actually, you know, get some real life situations where maybe the ball is above your feet and the ball is below your feet and, you know, you're hitting different shots like that into holes. I love practicing on the golf course like that. I think it's one of the best ways to go about it, as opposed to just beating balls on the range. So, yeah, and when players get an opportunity to do that, that's ideal.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Finish your thought.
Well, because one thing that we do at Golf Tech is we're an indoor teaching facility, but we do playing lessons. And so we'll take our students out to Moanalua Golf Club, which is a beautiful little 9-hole golf course. And out there, now we can start talking about alignment and course management and playing in the wind. And this wind is blowing at us, you know, kind of at us and across us to the left, about 20 miles per hour. We're 50 yards from the green. Definitely not going to hit the lob wedge here. Let's take a pitching wedge and knock the ball down a little bit. And so the stuff that we do on the golf course allows us to take the stuff that we're doing in Golf Tech as far as technique and then apply it on the golf course, make sure the players are working on course management as well as improving their technique.
Excellent. And Moanalua would be a challenge today because it's kind of in a valley. It's on a slope. It's going to be interesting, isn't it?
It is. I mean, yeah, they've got, you know, Hawaii's oldest golf course, but they've got these kind of push-up past Palom greens, fantastic greens out there. If you miss the green, it rolls down. You've got these little raised elevated greens that now you've got all these different shots that you can play around the green. You can putt it, you can chip it, you can lob it, you can do all these different things, and to be able to get out there and really figure out what's the best option here. It does great things for your short game, so you can, you know, we can help players hit the different shots and then get out there and say, okay, what shot's going to give me the best chance of getting this ball on the green close to the hole?
Awesome. Jason Dygert, PGA, Golf Tech Hawaii Center Manager and Director of Instruction. I kind of took us on a different path than I normally do. We usually talk about my lesson. We'll have to say that.
We didn't get into your game improvement this time.
It's okay. I think we helped a lot of people today, given the circumstances. And next week, we can talk about how you turned me on to the Callaway Epic and using that driver and actually becoming comfortable with a club that I was actually not very comfortable with. I've always been an iron player. A go-to club would be my irons, and the driver always made me just a little leery. So I'm looking forward to talking to you next week about how you can get comfortable with your driver. With Jason Dygert, PGA, Golf Tech Hawaii, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks, Danielle. Appreciate it.
Aloha. We're going to Abu Dhabi. That's right, because Stephanie Way under par, is in Abu Dhabi. And she's watching it all. It's really late at night. We're with her right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Strong. Quiet. Dependable. Reliable. Sounds like a great husband for my daughter. But really, it's your new Rainer garage door. Your home deserves the beauty and dependability that only Rainer can give. Call us today at 676-3667. Ask about our fall special and save money as you improve your home. That's Rainer Hawaii, 676-D-O-O-R.
My doctor recommended Allen Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will help you and your parents avoid problems before they come up. Our dedication, commitment, experience, and empathy comes from the heart. Call Alan Nakata and Associates at 548-7526. Learn how you can hang on to what you have and keep your parents at home. Alan Nakata is your guide.
As we jet from place to place, we buckle in knowing they maintain their planes daily.
They don't put off repairs till the next month.
Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your water line, sewer line, or fire line broke at the worst possible moment. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or commercial center, high-rise, townhouse, or hen house. You need your job done now. Done right. That's Creative Plumbing.
Your experts on call.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
If you'd like to take a lesson from an independent woman who has the courage to go on the PGA Tour and work her way from tournament to tournament so she can do what her passion is, you should meet Stephanie Way. She has Way Under Par. That's her website. She's a golf writer. She's a blogger. And she is in Abu Dhabi because she's always wanted to go there just to see it, to experience it. And then as she's there, something happens, and it seems like she's going to be there when Tiger is playing. So not in Abu Dhabi, but right around the corner. Welcome to the show, Stephanie Way.
Hi, Danielle. It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me. That was a very nice introduction. You're giving me a little bit too much credit, I think.
I don't think so. You're a courageous woman. To jet off. It's not like you're traveling with a bunch of people and you don't have like a base camp to go to. You do this on your own, and that's really commendable. What's it like there? What's it like in the United Emirates? Really?
Yes. The people are lovely. Like, unfortunately, I haven't had a chance yet to see much of the city between the hotel. I just go from the hotel to the golf course. But because I'm staying longer, I will. So I need to go to the Grand Mosque, which apparently is amazing, and just right around the corner. But, I mean, the people are so lovely, so hospitable, so welcoming. Everything is just, the service is unreal. And just, it's like everything is just more like, they try to make everything like luxurious, and they just want you to be happy. Just want to do everything for you.
That's the culture. That's the culture.
Yeah.
To make the guest feel like they are supreme, to raise them up.
Like we were in dinner in the clubhouse last night with a friend, and we ordered. It was really busy. And the waiter goes, oh, it's going to be like 15 to 20 minutes. Is that okay? And it's fine. I was like, that's quite fast, actually. And that wasn't going to take much longer than that. It was just so bizarre. And the first day, I was looking for the media shuttle, and there are players staying in our hotel, too, so they have courtesy cars. And I'm asking them for the media shuttle, the bus. And they're like, oh, they're in the golf club. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, they wave over a courtesy car. I'm like, no, the bus. And they're like, almost like, have to push me in the car.
You see, for folks who don't understand, there are different levels of transportation when it comes to a European or a PGA Tour event. There would be the courtesy car for the PGA Tour player, and then there is the media shuttle bus, which the media gets on board, and we all sort of travel together, you know, hunker down. And the idea that you're being given a courtesy car, it's like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to get in trouble with
it's
somebody.
Really nice. you know what? That's exactly what I thought. That's why I was like, no. And so I immediately call up one of the IMG guys, you know, running the media center. And I'm like, Tom, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, I don't know what happened. Like, they just, put me in the, I asked for the meet, you know, I was freaking out. Then I was like, wait a second. I'm in Europe. They don't care.
I'm in Europe. It's a different place. So now.
When I went there, they were like, oh, well. Yeah, if they got you in there and you're on your, like, what are you going to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, okay, yeah. But it was funny because I panicked. I was like, that was literally my exact reaction. It was hilarious.
I completely get it. There are rules and regulations.
Yeah, and I was freaked out that, you know, somehow some way I was going to get back, and it was going to be my fault, and I was going to be in trouble, and I was like, oh, my God. It was just, like, absurd. In a panic, I called someone, you know, like while I was in the car.
Yeah. I'm talking with Stephanie Way. Way under par. She's on all social media. She does all kinds of different ways of taking you to the event, all the quote-unquote legal ways, because, you know, the tour does have regulations on how you use the social media on-site, and, you know, it's just complicated. So you have to be very careful. And a part of that is just to be courteous to the players, that they don't feel like they're being intruded upon. And some of it is because the tours like to take control and be in charge of what gets out of a tournament venue, what is seen, and because they have ownership issues. But,
right. Well, part, a lot of it's money. It's all money, right?
Yeah.
It's a different atmosphere out here. It really is.
And
completely different.
What is the course like? Have you had any chance to probably not play anything, right?
No, not yet. I'm playing a course tomorrow morning. And, I mean, the Patroon Golf actually runs the property. And when I was at Kapalua on Sunday, the VP of marketing or something.
Chris Strauss. Yes.
He came up to me, introduced himself, started chatting, and I said I was going to Abu Dhabi, and said, oh, we actually, you know, on that property, let me put you in touch with you. You want to play some golf there? Let me put you in touch with people. And so I sent him an email right before I left for the airport, like, you know, a few days later, and all of a sudden I'm on the plane with the Wi-Fi, and I'm getting all these, like, ridiculously nice emails from all these people in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. And I'm like, what's going on here? And they've been so kind. I mean, it's just unreal. I can't, you know, the GM of the golf course is like offering to make my like travel plans and all these tea times. I'm like, I think we have more important things to do. I really feel bad about this. Like,
no, don't.
Don't worry.
Don't. No, because Tiger Woods is coming.
They've done it.
Yes, they've done everything. And you're staying for when Tiger comes.
I'm staying here. No, in Abu Dhabi this week at the tournament.
Right.
The GM of this course, but they're doing stuff for me like.
Oh, I see.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yes. They're making sure that everything is taken care of for you where you are. Now, have you seen the European Tour's Awkward Reporter?
Of course. Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant. I actually saw one live happening with Dustin. And I was standing behind the tee, and I was standing next to Keith Sparrow from TaylorMade, and I'm caddy for Dustin, stands in. He's the VP of Tour of Player Relations or something. He's always out there. And so I'm chatting with him, and Dustin comes over, and he's, like, telling us, you know, what just happened. He's, like, laughing about it, though, but even though he doesn't know it was a prank. But, you know, he was like, oh, he kind of got a kick out of it. And he was like, and the guy, you know, he was like, well, I kind of messed with him, too. He's like, oh, I'm not going to answer your questions now, you know. You know, but he was joking. And then I was like, it was just so awkward. I didn't see that part of it, but it was just like, I saw the guy, and he just seemed like, so clueless and like weird and awkward. I was like, what's going on?
You got to give you some background. Yes, I've got to give the listener some background because not everybody's been able to see this. This is something the European Tour always comes up with unique ways of making you feel closer to the players. And I mean, that's really what it's all about. So, to lighten up the mood of the whole event, get you in, see them laughing and just having fun. But in this case, they, you know, the last time we did this, there was a child doing an interview with the tournament players. In this case, it's a fellow, and they're calling him the Awkward Reporter. And he doesn't look like your standard Golf Channel reporter or European Tour reporter. He's kind of dressed in an interesting way, and he's got a way about him. His hair is kind of a little unkempt, and he looks like he's rushed and uncomfortable and kind of like just not where he should be. And then he walks up to players, and in his earpiece, there are two fellows who are actually the instigators telling him what to do.
They are players. So they know how to mess, they know how best, what will get them, you know, how to wind the players up, what will push buttons too.
And at the same time, watching Henrik Stenson in it, he's told, the Awkward Reporter is told in his earpiece, ask him the same question over and over again.
And they even, he did it 8 times, bless his heart. And they cut out some of those, you know, in the, what they posted, but, you know, I was Yeah, they told me all about it. And so the Dustin thing, like, when he's walking off the tee, right, I see the guy come up to him. He run up to him again. He goes, oh, sorry, it's all here, sorry. But what he ended up saying, what he told me later, what, I met them later that night. So just seeing that, I turned around. My hands were in my face. My hands were covering my face. I felt secondhand embarrassment. Like, it was just so, I was like, oh, my God. What the, oh God. You know what I mean? Like, I turned around, and I cringed. Just like,
yes.
What is going on?
Yes.
It was so cringing.
Yes.
And then, so apparently, he says, oh, sorry, I just Googled you. Like, I'm so sorry, I just Googled you. What's it like to have Wayne Gretzky as your father? And then it's like, I don't know, but there was a lot of funny stuff. I thought the best bit was when Martin, they had a guest person in behind the scenes.
A guest instigator, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instigator, Martin Keimer, was the best part. That was Rafa, Cabrera, Bayo, and that was the best bit, because I guess apparently Rafa loves himself. So they just said, just give him a lot of compliments, and like, you know, and then so he asked him, he said, you know, the awkward reporter saying, so we polled some of our fans, and you're the player that they would most like to see the torso of. Oh, can you show us? So he lifts up his shirt.
Yes, he lifts up your, and boy, does he have a nice set of abs.
And then, and then he goes, have a little bit of nipple.
Nipple, yes, yes. And now then Rafa says, you're embarrassed, I'm going to blush. Yes.
Yeah, and then he just goes on and on and like taps, and then they're like, oh, tap him on the butt. Tap him on the butt.
Yes, yes.
So he runs after him.
He runs after him to give him a butt slap. Yes, it's just one of those moments, and it was just so much fun. If you get a chance to see it, you'll get a real kick out of it. And Stephanie Way, go ahead, Stephanie.
There's so much more of that content they're going to be rolling out as the year goes on, I guess.
So funny. Yeah, and we've got some Dustin. Speaking of Dustin Johnson, tell us about his round. Were you there for it?
I only watched the last few holes, but I honestly just think he just got over the jet lag, because I know what that's like, and it takes a little bit of time. So that's my explanation. Because your body's out of whack, like, you know, your tempo's off, your timing's off, everything doesn't feel right. But also, he was using a different type of putter that was working fine Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday just went cold, and then he switched back. And then, I just think he said he finally got some good night's sleep last night, but some rest. He slept through the night and even got up and went to the gym and, felt more of himself. And when I walked the course on Tuesday, I was like, I feel like I'm in America, like in, Phoenix or Palm Springs. And honestly, the course sets up perfectly for him. It's just, it's long, too, and it's very American-like.
He's very comfortable.
But he'll be on in the desert, after all.
He shot a 72, 68, then a 64, moving right up the leaderboard. Martin Keimer, really comfortable at Abu Dhabi. That's because he's, what, won it three times?
Something like that.
Yeah. He's and then Tyrrell Hatton and Tommy Fleetwood, Kiradech Apibanrat is also there at the top. It's really fun to watch in the desert, as you said. After all, we are in the desert. Have you figured out your... the head covering for when you go to the mosque?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's just pretty basic. I just have a scarf, to cover my head. And hair, that's all I think it is.
Mm-hmm. It's
long pants and maybe a long sleeve shirt, or at least covering my arms.
Mm-hmm.
At least, or even a T-shirt. I forget. I have it written down. But it's nice. I have a good friend from college who lives in Dubai. So she was just my guide. And, she never even said a single word about anything about covering. So I was like, oh, what should I pack? And she's like, oh, swimsuit stuff, some, beachwear and some, just some basic stuff. It's nice. It's a little cool at night. And then eventually she finds, like, oh, yeah, don't worry about covering because it's Saudi or something. And then, oh, okay. just, like, your body, if you're at a resort wearing beachwear stuff, don't worry about it thing. And you can even run in, you know, your running gear, like shorts and, you know, tank top or whatever. And I don't know, she was great because, you know, she gave me a list of things to do, and it was nice that if I had any questions, she, you know, I could text her, and she would give me the whole rundown.
That's great. So she...
Yeah, no, it's not what people think it's like, you know, or what people might think it's like.
Yes.
It's real. I mean, the people are so welcoming and so hospitable.
Where are you staying?
I'm staying just at a media hotel. It's like a nice Marriott, basically.
What's the name of it? Let's give them a plug.
Oh, well, it's Shangri-La. It's called The Traders. It's like part of the a Shangri-La hotel, but it's not the Shangri-La. It's, you know how they have the different levels. So
yes.
Let's say it's a Marriott. So it's like their courtyard. Or
yes.
Like, or maybe a little bit lower, but by Abu Dhabi standards, it's like a real Marriott.
It's awesome.
Like the yeah.
So how long are you staying?
The media rate's amazing. Well, I'm staying, everyone on Tuesday was saying, oh, staying all 3 weeks in Dubai? I said, no, I'm just on Monday. They're like, why not? You should just stay. And at first I was like, I don't know, it's a long time. And then finally, I was going to oust Tate Golf Week, and he was saying that I really should stay. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, I should, because this is my first time in this area, and I want to explore. And my friend suggested that too, the one that was in Dubai. And she was listing like all the places I could go to explore, the different countries in the area that are nearby. And so I might go to Oman.
Yes, yes.
And I don't know, this is a huge list, but I'm going to stick around here for a few days so I can play their course too. And apparently I was with one of the Troon Golf guys yesterday. I met a very nice man, Abdullah, and he gave me his card and told me if I wanted to go to the beach club, which was like the original Monte Carlo or something. Apparently it's very nice. I don't know, but sounds very nice.
Are you going to be there when Tiger Woods is playing?
In Dubai, yes. I will be in Dubai. So I'm going to spend next week just kind of chilling out, exploring, playing some golf. Maybe go in another country, probably go in another country, and then I'm going to fly back, go to Dubai, and be there with Tiger.
Excellent. I want to thank you so much, Stephanie Way, for being on the show. It's a real pleasure talking with you. I wanted to get some flavor from the area. And when you said
that's
it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like being at the beach, but I think what you said about the hospitality is most important. And aloha.
And luxury.
And luxury. I need to thank the people who make this show possible. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle.
Let's thank Rainer Doors, the overhead door used to protect the Lamborghini showroom, providing lasting security and safety for your business. That's Rainer Doors. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted the PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. That's right, an outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. You need to get over and check out Poipu Bay Golf Course, and you don't have to play 18. They have all kinds of opportunities for you to play 3, 7, 11, 9, for whatever, you know, you need, whatever time you have, they'll make it possible for you to play at Poipu Bay. Claude Brousseau, the master PGA professional and two-time Aloha Section PGA Teacher of the Year, who's also a Vision 54 coach and Aimpoint certified, and the Golf Channel lead coach. Yeah, you need a lesson with Claude Brousseau. Futurastone's master craftsmen, and some of their unique ways of taking care of your needs can turn your building, your company, your home project into artwork. Things that you wouldn't think could be artwork can be. It's Futurastone, only the best. Creative Plumbing, I could say only the best too. Whether you're a building, a shopping center, a store, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing. It's got to be done right. It's all about water and keeping them in the pipes. Call Creative Plumbing. Alan Nakata and Associates, the pre-Social Security and Social Security recipient specialists on Oahu and Maui. The team will come and help you and your parents avoid possible problems before they come up. That's Alan Nakata. When we talk about pre-Social Security. A lot of people go, yeah, that's in the future. I don't need to worry about that. That's a couple of years. Hey, you got to know what's coming. You got to be prepared for it. Alan Nakata and Associates, 548-7526. Don't be afraid. They'll walk you right through it. Thank you for your mama. May you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.